you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program with our leadoff batter, Ben. Since it's baseball, we're going to go with the baseball analogy. Our leadoff batter, Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thank you, Steve, for having me back again. Great to be here. And as always, hopefully I can provide some value to your listeners here today.
All right. You always do. And for our listening audience, write this phone number down because I think we're going to get your attention today. So you can reach out to Ben at Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005 anywhere in the country, 855-291-5005. You could also go online at homedownsizing.com. Excellent website, lots of information, homedownsizing.com. So, Ben, I know that you work with your clients very specifically. You'll buy their home for cash as is, and there are a lot of benefits to that. We've talked many times on the program. It's a good fit for some people. Maybe it's not a good fit for everyone, but it is for some people, and it's an excellent fit for some people. But what if they don't have enough stuff to work with an estate sale or an auction company? How can you help that person?
Sure. Steve, one of the things that I hear a lot when I initially speak to a person, if they're thinking about selling a house and transitioning to something smaller, is that they have a lot of stuff. So certainly if they've been there for 10, 20, 30, some people 40 years or more, understandably, they've accumulated a lot of things during their life. And at this point, what I've encountered, you get things from your parents. They kind of pass down in generations. Yeah. So you not only have your own stuff, but you have other people's stuff too.
That's a lot to worry about. That's a lot of stuff.
That's a lot of stuff. And when a person's looking at downsizing, they just don't have the room to put all that stuff. And there's really no reason, unless you're using the items that you have. I see a lot of people that will rent a storage space, which is, and then they never see it, so
yeah.
that'll stay there for who knows how long.
Yep.
And so what I've run into is they say, well, we need to go through our things, and we're going to have an estate sale company or an auction company come over and see if they can monetize some of these things that we just don't need or want any longer or can't give away. And a lot of times, well, pretty much any time, my experience with estate sale companies and auction companies is understandably they need to have enough good stuff that they can sell in order to make it worth their while to come in and have that estate sale or auction. And usually that's around $15,000 or so,
okay,
from my experience of what the company will want so that they can charge their fee on that. Each company has different fee arrangements, but in order to make it worthwhile, that's what the ballpark number is that they have. And so with our company, though, we can come in, and if we buy the house, we can work with people that do not have that threshold, mm-hmm, of good stuff. We can still bring an estate sale company in, kind of subsidize what they need to be paid to have that auction or, mm-hmm, estate sale, and still be able to provide the service to the homeowner to monetize there are things that they don't want in the best way possible. So we can provide that service to people that otherwise would not be able to receive it.
So that makes a lot of sense. So what you're doing is you're coming in, and if they're not on their own, if they're not going to meet that, like you said, that threshold to get the attention of an estate sale or an auction service or something like that, you're going to make that work. You're going to make that happen. And that's just one of the tangible benefits of working with Home Downsizing Solutions.
That's correct. Again, as you just mentioned, we hope it provides that service that they would not otherwise be able to receive. Otherwise, people are left having a garage sale or maybe just discarding things that are of value, but they just don't have the resources, or the resource does not want to come in and provide that service because of the small amount of things. And we can overcome that.
And a lot of times you may have a lot of stuff and it's just, and you hate to say it, but it's just not worth much. And mm-hmm. so maybe it's worth a lot to you because there's a lot of sentimental connection there, but maybe this stuff is just not worth much in the eyes of someone else willing to pay you X dollars for that item or whatever it is. So I think this is the hardest part of moving and downsizing is what do you do with all your stuff, especially if you have the sentimental attachment to a lot of that.
Mm-hmm. Certainly there's that. And also with a lot of the estate sale companies or auction companies, even if they can come in and have that estate sale or auction, then there's usually always something left over that they can't monetize. There's always, typically anyway, people's stuff that they don't want to move with them, they can't give away, or the family does not want those items. Sometimes it's hard even giving things to charity.
Yep.
And if they can't get rid of those things, then they need to bring in a dumpster, and they have the time and effort or expense of cleaning out the house for a traditional sale. And in our situation, whatever's left, we just take the house as is. So that's an expense that they don't have to worry about, that the homeowner doesn't have to worry about also, besides trying to monetize as much of the good stuff that we can for them.
I wish I would have known about you in 2003. So we had my grandparents, and you know, may they rest in peace. Gosh, I love them so much. And but we had to go through their stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, that was not quite a nightmare, but it was moving in that direction. And it's only because my grandpa, and again, God bless him, he wasn't officially a hoarder, but he was in the neighborhood, mm-hmm. right? And so he was an aggressive collector, even if it was junk. Oh, somebody might need that. And so he'd pick it up intending on giving it to someone. Well, that never happened. And so that just sat there in the garage. And the whole garage was just full of just junk. I mean, it was just terrible. Mm-hmm. And then he started bringing it into the basement. And the grandma, she tried to keep that in check as best she could. But the bottom line is, our family, after they passed, we went through and we had to go through stuff that we thought could be sold at a sale, things that could be donated, and then, frankly, a ton of the stuff we just had to throw in a dumpster that we rented.
Mm-hmm. And that's a common occurrence, I think, from what I've encountered anyway. And so with all of those steps, you know, a lot of people might say, well, if you're a home buyer, you're probably not going to offer market value or something like that. But really, for the people that need the services, even just a couple that we just mentioned, being able to monetize a lesser amount of items that an estate sale or auction company would not be able to do otherwise, that's going to add value and money in your pocket when you're transitioning, as well as not having to worry about the dumpster or any of the clean out of the house, which companies will charge you for as well. So with our service of buying the house, those are included.
And The time. We were fortunate to where, I mean, we were able to do that, but a lot of families are not able to just stop what they're doing and go over there and basically live in that house for 2 or 3 weeks dealing with all of this stuff.
Especially if they're out of town.
Yeah, yeah.
And busy with their own families, out of town especially.
So if this is resonating with you, and you're like, wait a minute, this makes a lot of sense, I would strongly encourage you to reach out to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions and you hear what we're talking about. So it's not just about, you know, offering a cash offer on the house and moving. There are a lot of other moving parts and a lot of other major benefits that you may not see just right up front. And Ben, I know that we're going to want to talk about, you know, what if someone's moving to senior living and they're on a waiting list, and we can talk about that here in just a second. But I know another benefit is that along with selling your stuff and not having to worry about the estate sale and the auction and all of those folks, and maybe offering that service where maybe a traditional estate sale service wouldn't agree to help you out. You can help there, but you can also help the family by them staying in the home, in the house, even after closing if they're in a waiting list situation. So reach out again to Ben Socek and Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. An estate sale company typically needs how much in sales to take on your estate? A, 2,000, B, 5,000, C, 10,000, or D, 15,000? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. An estate sale company typically needs how much in sales to take on the sale of your estate? A, $2,000, B, $5,000, C, $10,000, or D, $15,000? And the answer is D, $15,000. And Ben, I think they need that certain minimum threshold because I'm assuming they charge a percentage of sales and they need to make sure that they're making enough to make it worth their while and worth their effort, et cetera.
That's correct. That's my, from my experience anyway, talking to different estate sale and auction companies, that $15,000, maybe a little bit less depending on the stuff that a person has.
Yeah.
But that's a good ballpark number, what I've been told anyway, that these companies want to make sure that it's worth their while.
And again, if you have less stuff than that, you might reach out to Ben Socek and he can talk to you about how he can help you with that. 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, what if a person is in their house, they're wanting to sell their house, they love the idea of having you help them with all their stuff, which I think is maybe the most paralyzing part of all of this. What do I do with all this stuff? But what if they're on a waiting list, waiting for a space to become available at a senior care community?
That's, again, one of the benefits that we can offer a person when we buy a house from someone. We've worked with numerous individuals in a couple different scenarios. One, if they're on a waiting list and if they're waiting for a specific type of apartment to open up, one specific one that we worked with a couple of years ago was that a lady was waiting for a ground floor apartment that accepted pets.
Oh boy, that's very specific.
Very specific, yeah. And I think very rare from what I was told.
Everybody wants the ground floor.
And yeah. And especially accepting pets as well is a big thing. And so when the apartment complex called her and said, we're going to have one opening, but we need your deposit this week.
Oh.
She did not want to, of course, put down a deposit unless she knew her house was sold.
Okay. You're in that catch-22.
Correct.
Right there. Yeah, you're in the rock in the hard place, right in the middle.
That's correct. And so she called us, and that week we had a purchase agreement to buy the house. But she did not need to move, though, until she was able to transition into her apartment. And so
now you have a timing issue.
Correct. There's usually also a timing issue because if the apartment complex doesn't or senior living community doesn't have that apartment ready to go right when they say, we all know there's never any issues with contractors with certain timelines. And of course, that's my dry humor meant to be sarcastic. Right.
Yeah,
there.
Exactly. I caught that.
Okay. But so there's usually always some hiccup there. And so with us, we were able to buy this person's house, but let them so that she knew she had, she could go ahead and put the deposit down on the apartment. She could move, but not have to move until that apartment was ready. And so gave her the peace of mind to be able to stay in her house until she was able to make that transition.
So you solved two major issues. One, funding the deposit on a coveted location in a community that would allow pets. So very specific. So you solve that issue, and then she had to wait for a period of time for that apartment to be vacated, probably flipped and rehabbed, et cetera, maybe some carpet and paint, et cetera. You always have to deal with that when you're dealing with apartments. And so you solved her second issue by allowing her to stay in the house even after the house was sold and closed for a period of time until that specific apartment was available. So you solved two major, major issues for this lady.
That's correct. And that was a fairly short-term situation that we were working with. But with a longer situation, I've talked to several communities just recently that when I said, does your community have a wait list, they just kind of laughed because they had huge wait lists of people.
They're everywhere. Yeah.
And so one thing that we can do, I haven't done much of this, but I'm certainly happy to see if we can be a right solution for people, is if they are on a wait list, they know where they want to go, and they know they're going to have to sell the house or want to sell the house at some point and don't want to worry about repairs or maintenance in the time being, we can certainly step in, buy the house now, and provide whatever services a person wants for maintenance, repairs, until they make that transition so that they don't have to worry about a house and taking care of a house any longer. They can kind of be in a senior living situation without the issues of owning a house.
Yeah, and that's that is a very comprehensive offer right there. If this is getting your attention, reach out to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005. Guarantee we've stirred up a few questions out there. So Ben will answer the phone and visit with you, answer your questions, and it may just be a great fit for you. 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And now, Ben, you were walking into the studio, and I'm like, wait a minute, that looks like a new book. It's called Stress-Free Home Downsizing, A Senior's Guide to Selling Your House and Simplifying Your Life. So tell us about your new book, and I'm excited. I'm going to read it right away.
Absolutely, Steve. It's a more comprehensive book than my previous one that was focused just on exclusively downsizing your house.
Yeah.
This book talks about the different steps and the different services or professionals that a person may run into along the downsizing process, such as senior move managers, organizers, senior placement agents.
We all know who the best placement agent is, of course.
There you go.
Senior
care consulting can help you with that aspect of it.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
No, absolutely. And along with the different types of senior living, and, of course, the services that Home Downsizing Solutions can provide along with to overcome the challenges that can come with selling a house and transitioning to something smaller. So if a person would like a free copy of the book, just go to homedownsizing.com and request one through the form on the website. And hopefully the domain name stressfreehomedownsizing.com should be live very shortly.
Okay. All right. So the best bet, the for sure bet, homedownsizing.com. Just request your free copy of Ben's brand new book, Stress-Free Home Downsizing. And then sometime in the very near future, I don't know if it's on by the time of this broadcast. It could be shortly thereafter, stressfreehomedownsizing.com, and that's in the works. So, Ben, thank you so much for all that you do, and I want to talk to you next time we have you on the program about your franchise opportunity, because you are expanding nationwide, and I think this is just a fantastic opportunity for the right person.
Absolutely. I would love to talk to you. And of course, anyone else that has an interest in providing home downsizing services in their community, I think it's a great opportunity for anyone. If anyone would like some free resources on downsizing, just go to homedownsizingreport.com and grab some free resources on that there.
Again, reach out to Ben, 855-291-5005, and he will hook you up. Ben, thanks for being here today. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Steve, for the opportunity to talk to you. And if I can be of value to anyone out there, please let me know.
All right. Thank you so much. And we will be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcast. And if you go to the podcast page, you can just click on one of the icons. Click on that. It'll take you straight to it. And then you can subscribe or you can just, again, go to seniorcarelive.com and check it out that way. So, all right. So, wanted to shift gears here a little bit and answer the really important question. I've been talking about this with a lot of my clients here recently. I always think that's just a little bit of a nudge to discuss that on the program, because I think it'll just help out a lot of people. Here's the question. What happens if you run out of money while living in a senior care community? What does happen? See, a lot of people will just move in, everything's fine, and they're just hoping it'll work out. Or, oh, that Medicare thing down the road, we're fine. We don't have to worry about that for a long time. Until the day that you run out of money and you do have to worry about it. Let me share a little story with you. I think I've shared this story before. It's been a long time. This was early on with Senior Care Consulting. I get a call from a young lady. She was about 30. Really, just the nicest lady. And she was the direct responsible party for her grandmother, because the person in the middle, her mom, was out of the picture. So she called her grandmother. She called her Grams. And I love that. But she called me up one day, just weeping. And she goes, I need your help. And she was just crying. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what's going on? And then she tells me the story of how Grams moved in to this assisted living community. And she had dementia, so there was memory support there available. And she said it was just great for such a long time. It was just wonderful. She said Grams loved them, the staff loved Grams. It was always just like coming home. I mean, it's like I had a lot more family members just going to visit my grandma. She said until one day, and she had been there for years, until one day I get this letter saying that we're discharging your Grams at the end of the month. You're going to need to find another place. And she's like, oh my gosh, what happened? She was caught out of left field on this one. So she calls him up in a panic. Did we do something wrong? I'm so sorry. Can we fix this? I don't want to move. This is Graham's home and she loves them and they love her. And oh, no. No one's done anything wrong, but we're a private pay only facility, and your grandmother's out of money. She doesn't have enough money to make the next month's payment, so you're going to have to move her somewhere else that is Medicaid certified. And she was just devastated. Absolutely devastated. And so she gets off the phone, and then she's trying to process this. And she's like, after all of that time, you mean there's not something that we can do? You see, along with her income over all that time, her grandmother had spent with them about $350,000 for her care. And now she was getting kicked out because she could no longer afford it. And then she got mad. And she said, no, wait a minute. They didn't tell me this. When we moved in, they did not tell me that. And to be fair, on the other side of this story, she didn't ask them that either. But in her defense, she didn't know to ask for that. She just made some assumptions and did the best that she could. And it worked out well for her for a long time and her grandmother. So then I get the call and she's just devastated. And then she was mad. And then she was crying. And it was bad. And I said, ma'am, I can help you. And she said, I know you can help me. My attorney said, call Steve Kuecker in Senior Care Consulting and he'll take care of you. So what we had to do then is uproot her grandmother, who was in her upper 80s at this point, and move her one more time to a long-term care community that is Medicaid certified because she is out of money. And she said, and then she was just so upset. She said, but I never wanted to do this. And then she kind of came around. She goes, wait a minute. If I would have worked with you in the first place, this probably wouldn't have happened. And I said, nope, it would not have happened. Because I would have asked you, should your grandmother, living at the assisted living level of care, should your grandmother outlive her assets, are you willing to move her one more time to a Medicaid-certified long-term care community? And she said, well, if you would have asked me that, I would have said, no, I want her to age in place. I said, okay, then the place that she's been living just would not have been an option for us because it would not have met that criteria. And she goes, gosh, I wish I would have known about you a long time ago. And I said, yeah, I've heard that about a few thousand times, I think. You know. So I did my best. We found a great place for her. She moved in. She got great care. It was covered. The majority of the cost was covered by Medicaid. And it worked out fine. It's not what she wanted. Now, I can tell you that with my firm, Senior Care Consulting, we conduct a thorough financial review with you to discuss this right up front. There will be no surprises. We will not be caught off guard. We will come in with our eyes wide open and we will know what we're doing. Right? So here's an example. So we could take the cost of the monthly cost of care minus your monthly income. And then whatever the difference is the burn rate. So for example, let's say the place that you're looking at moving into costs $7,000 per month. And that's pretty easy to do, by the way. And let's say your income is $2,000 per month. So the difference is $5,000 per month, and that's the burn rate. So if you have $100,000 in assets that is available to you, that $100,000 is available, then your money will last 20 months, a little over a year and a half, and then you're out of money. You will not. There's not any more money left to support that $5,000 a month shortfall or burn rate, right? So now what? So if you choose a place that is private pay only, you will have to move, just like this young lady and her grams. And then if you choose a place that participates in Medicaid, then you will not have to move. It's just as simple as that. And I had the privilege recently working with just a super nice couple. He needed to move his father from the Kansas City area out to Ohio near them. His dad has Parkinson's. He's getting a little weaker. He's needing a little care. And he says, just too far. We need dad out here with us. Can you help us? I said, sure, absolutely. So when we began our search and selection process with Senior Care Consulting, I asked this question, and I do every time. Is it possible that your father will outlive his assets? And his son thought about it. He said, well, I think he'll be all right, but I'm not totally sure. I mean, I suppose there's a chance. So guess what we did? We covered our bases. And we chose an assisted living community that is connected to long-term care so that he can age in place. And it's highly probable that he will need long-term care at some point as he declines. And we also made sure that the long-term care level of care at these communities is also Medicaid certified. So I'd rather have the Medicaid certification and not need it rather than the opposite. If you have the opposite where you need Medicaid and they're not Medicaid certified, you're moving. And that's not something my clients wanted to do. So this ensures that if my client outlives his assets, he can stay there and his payor source will change from private pay to Medicaid. It's completely transparent. He doesn't have to move. Everything just moves along smooth as glass. If that's resonating with you, if you have questions about that, I would invite you to call 913-945-2800 or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. And coming up next, I'll answer the question, what is Medicaid?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. All right, so what is Medicaid? How does it work? What will it pay for? And how do you qualify for that? Okay, so I could talk about 10 hours on that. And I'm going to cover that in the Reader's Digest version, if you will, in the next few minutes here. But I always have this conversation. My approach with senior care consulting is very consultative. So, I mean, it's very educational. I take my clients through a pretty steep learning curve, and I think I do a pretty darn good job of that. And we talk about a lot of stuff. We cover all the bases to make sure that my clients are comfortable, they're knowledgeable, and we move forward. I take very good care of my clients, I'll tell you that. So what is Medicaid? For the purposes of this brief discussion, it's financial assistance for health care. It can cover prescription costs. It could cover a lot of different things. Okay, but I just want to talk about how it covers long-term care, the cost of long-term care. And it is a federal bucket of money, but it is administered by the state. So each state could have some slight variations that could, I mean, it could benefit you or it could work against you, frankly. Depends on your state. Do not confuse or intermingle or commingle Medicaid with the term Medicare. We talked about Medicare last week with our friend Mark Squires, and Medicare is your health insurance, essentially. Medicaid is something different. It's money from the government, and I refer to it a lot as that safety net that says, should you outlive your assets and you need care at that long-term care level, that nursing home level, okay, we've got you covered. And Medicaid would pay for the majority of that monthly cost of staying in long-term care. It's a fantastic benefit, and if you need it, I mean, it's worth its weight in gold and then some. So how do you qualify for that? Well, let's just talk about a single person, a single individual. I'll touch on couples here in a second. So what you have to do is you have to look at your assets and divide them into two categories. And one is the category of exempt assets. So they're not countable for now. And then the other category is countable assets. So let's talk about your exempt assets. Your house, believe it or not, is exempt for now. If I hear one more time, oh, we went to the nursing home and that lady said, we're going to have to sign dad's house over to the nursing home to get him on Medicaid. If I hear it one more time, I may possibly throw up, right? If anyone says that to you, they have just demonstrated they do not have any clue what they're talking about. Okay, run, don't walk. So your house is in, hear me loudly and clearly, your house is an exempt asset for now. Okay, one vehicle is an exempt asset. You can buy a prepaid funeral plan. That is an exempt asset. Can have a small amount of cash value in a life insurance policy. That's an exempt asset. And then all the stuff in your house. It's all exempt. So Countable assets would include almost everything else. Just think liquid assets. Checking, savings, money market, mutual funds, CDs, IRAs, 401ks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I'm going to be super generic here. If you want to know in your state, contact a qualified, knowledgeable, and experienced elder law attorney. If you want to know how to contact them, go to NAELA.org, NAELA.org, and you can find one within, 5, 10, 15, 20 miles of your zip code, and there'll be a list right there. And then you can interview attorneys and then hire one. It's the best money you'll ever spend. But as soon as I talk about IRAs and 401ks, in some situations, those dollars are actually exempt for the community spouse. Again, way too much to get into on this brief overview. Contact an elder law attorney. They will help you through this in your state. So we've divided these assets. We have our exempt assets and we have our countable assets. The countable assets then have to be spent down. So if you hear the term spend down, that means that you're spending down the countable assets. Let's say you have $50,000. I'm just making up a number. It could be any number. You spend those down, those assets down to whatever your number is in your state. So I live in the state of Kansas. I'm in the Kansas City area. You have to spend your assets down to $2,000, so you're almost out of money. And then at that point, you would qualify and Medicaid would help pay for the majority of your cost of living in long-term care. Right? Missouri has a different number. All the states could have a slightly different number, but trust me, you're just about broke to qualify. Okay? Once you get down to that number, then you're going to qualify. So what happens? I have this question all the time. Well, Steve, what about our monthly income? Well, that's separate. That's your income, not your assets. So what happens is you have your income. Right off the top of your monthly income, you will pay your Medicare premiums. It could be 20 or 30 or 50 or a couple hundred bucks a month. Whatever it is comes right off the top of your income. And then you get to keep a very small amount for spending money. So, for example, in Kansas, you get to keep a whopping $62 a month. In Missouri, you get to keep a whopping $50 a month. And again, in most states, it's just a very little bit like that. It's enough to get you a Snickers bar and a Diet Coke once in a while, maybe buy a pizza once in a while. It's not much. Whatever's left over after you pay your Medicare premiums and you keep a couple of bucks, whatever's left over goes to the nursing home, the long-term care community, as your, they call it the patient liability. I speak in English. It's your copay, right? So that's what you would pay every month after taking care of your health insurance and keeping a couple of bucks. And then guess what? Medicaid would pay the difference. So they're usually paying the bulk of the cost. And then even the long-term care community, they have a little skin in the game here. They accept less almost almost every time. Let's say if their billable daily amount is $250, they may accept $195 as their payment in full and write off the difference. Okay, so they're offering a discount. You're paying what you can. Medicaid pays the majority of it. Okay, that's exactly how it works. I don't have time today to get into a division of assets for a couple. That's an important thing to do. Again, go to NAELA.org, NAELA.org, to find an experienced and qualified elder law attorney in your area. Again, the best money you'll ever spend. And I hope that helps. All right, I'm Steve Kuiker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here on Senior Care Live.